We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Yud Chesef Vav. Says the Mechaber, Kli Sheyesh Bo Davar Cham Sheyatzo Lettuce Bo. A pot which has something hot in it, which is enough that a person would not be able to touch it. So it is the temperature that is considered to be a bishul, which varies according to the poskim. Mutter Lahanicho B'Shabbos Al Gabe Kedera HaTmuna Kedei Sheyishmor Chuma V'lo Yitzdanin. You are allowed to place it on top of another pot which is covered in order that its heat not leave the pot. So in order to ensure that your pot does not lose its heat, you can put it on top of another pot which is hot and covered. You can also use dough to cover up the area where air might come out to ensure that the heat is retained. But you are not allowed to place a pot which is not so hot on top of a pot which is hot, because that would be considered to be mevashel, since you are making something which was not yad so lettuce bo up to the temperature of actually being yad so lettuce bo. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this would only be according to the Mechaber, but according to the Ramah, as long as that is not nitzdanin legamre, as long as it has not cooled off completely, you would be able to place it in a place where it will warm up. The Mishnah Berurah also explains the chiddush of this sif is that it is permissible to place the kli that you want to keep warm under the clothing or whatever it is that you have wrapped on the other kli, which is already tamun. Since the hatmana which was done was for the original kedera, you can now include another pot into that, as long as it is being done derech aga. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that it is permissible to uncover this very pot in order to cover another pot. There is machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, what batzek, what dough we are referring to that you could place on the opening. According to the Magen Avraham, it means a specific type of dough, which is not a bar meruach, which means it cannot be spread. But if it was one which could be spread, it would be aser mishum memareach, whereas the Taz says that there is no prohibition of memareach unless you want to smooth it out to make sure you get all the appropriate spots. But if you are just placing it on there to block a hole, but you are not smoothing it out to make sure it looks nice, then it would be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah also says that when we are concerned that the food might get from under Yatzo Lettuce Bo to above Yatzo Lettuce Bo, that is, even if you are planning on taking it off before it gets to Yatzo Lettuce Bo, we don't allow you to do that exera that you might come to leave it. Siv Zayin, Yesh Mefarshim Dehad Deshari La'aniach Kli Sheyesh Bo Davar Cham Al Gabei Kedera HaTmuna Afilu Kli HaTachton Ala Eish Shari V'Yesh Mefarshim Shem Kli HaTachton Ala Eish Lo'olam Aser. We just said that you are allowed to place a pot on top of another pot which is hot. That is only the case, according to some, if the first kli is no longer on the fire, but it is still hot. But if it is on the fire, it would be prohibited. And there are others who say that it is permissible, even if it remains on the fire. The one that holds it as permissible assumes that it is enough because it is mafsik between the two, so it looks like grufa uktuma, as we discussed earlier. Since the point is that you see that there is a separation between the fire and the top pot, there are some who say that that's why we need food in the bottom pot, and it's not enough to just place an empty pot there, such as a flipped over. Sivches, laniach davar karsh, and his bashal kol tzorcha al gabe mecham sha'al ha'esh, to place something which is cold, which has been completely cooked, on top of a pot which is on the fire. Yeshom shadinu kaminyach k'neged hamadura. Some say this is like placing it near the fire. V'chol davar shemutar lanicho k'neged hamadura b'makom sheyad so lettuce bo k'gon sheyaveish mutar lanicho al gabe mecham shal gabe eish. And therefore, many foods would be permissible. V'yeshom rim dahavik meniach al gabe kira l'chatchila v'asar afilim nisbashal kotzorcho. Some say that this is like placing it on the fire anew, which is prohibited. V'afilu imit stamik v'ralo, even if it is going to get worse by being on the fire. V'afilim nosno sham lishmor chumo, even if you are placing it there in order that it retain its heat. Rishon nir ikar. The Mechaber thinks that the first daya that it is permissible is the correct. But if it is a food which has liquid in it, then it is going to be prohibited. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that we are referring back to Sif Dalet. Anything which we said does not have an iser bishul achar bishul, like something which is a yavish, and you'll be allowed to put it into a kli rishon, it would also be mutter to place it on top of this fire, where we are not concerned for bishul achar bishul.